everyone, and welcome to our first Lifebook Leader Spotlight. I have the pleasure to have Kinga and Staho here with me. And these are some of our leaders, so part of our community. And I would love for you both to just quickly give a short introduction to you.
Wonderful. Thank you for having us, Alina. That's a pleasure to get to know you in real, almost real time, and to be here. We are in the process currently. So like said, the first round is behind us. Would you introduce us, Staho? How to say that in a couple of words?
Well, we introduced us on our sales page. We are a power couple, we are a family, we are parents, and we are basically doers. So that's what we also took out from the process of the leadership program and then the first facilitation. Yes, and we love to travel. So, You know, Lifebook is always with us when and where we travel. And yeah, we are just sitting right now visiting one of our Lifebook
families,
clients
who embarked on the first round of program with us.
And we are deepening the experience and we are ready to go. It's a lifelong
process. Education and learning is our thing. And I would only add to what Staho said, that we are human beings and not only doers, and this is like what Lifebook is for me. I'm trying to a little bit put my productivity hunger on a leash and try to tame it a little bit and just enjoy the process and celebrate with the friends, which is kind of what Lifebook platforms gives to us, right? The sharing possibility and growing together as inspiring families all over the world.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. That's really super interesting. And if I understood right, you are currently at a place from one of your clients, so one of the people you support through. That's amazing. Wow, that's really individual support there. Great. Yes, how many people did you guide through already? So in this process?
It had been around 13 people. We had four couples, I believe, and eight individuals in total. Like how you would?
Well, some couples split in the meantime. Mm-hmm. I mean, split the participation in the program in the meantime. So they want to, they decided to go like first, for example, the husband or the wife, and then the second will do it later, because they didn't know how difficult it's going to be or how time consuming and so on. So basically they needed to split the energy and so on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we started with 13, 14 people, and I think almost 10 finished like the last exercise and finished the life vision.
Wow.
And we are just engaging them now in the further process as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So some of like around 5 already are signed for a mastery bootcamp with us.
Amazing.
Yeah, like I said, we're checking the waters, where this leads us. We're a bit hesitant on right away jumping into the new process, because we want to really get the most of it and synthesize it in a nice way. And that's why we're making a little tour and really meeting the people we have been on that journey and seeing like what is that really that fuels them.
Yeah.
And how can we, you know, partner up in this game, and what can we do next?
Amazing. Amazing. Wow. So you were meeting online before, but now you're visiting and seeing and getting closer.
We knew our clients that were our close or farther friends, and some of them we knew for the very short time.
Mm-hmm.
And some were even like Kinga's high school friend. No, one of our oldest friend is my friend from my kindergarten.
Wow.
And so they were like, but that was like a mix, international mix as well.
Mm-hmm.
So everything was run in English, of course. And yeah, so we knew everyone physically as well before. Mm-hmm. And most of the people accepted the invitation to the program. Mainly because they knew us and they knew that that's authentic, what we are trying to offer and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this couple here is a really interesting relationship because we met 2 years ago on Tenerife. Suddenly, we were sharing the same apartment buildings with the kids, and kids became friends. And then the year after, we just met at the in Gdańsk, in Polish seaside. And since then, we had this kind of common communication ground that we felt like we're on the same vibes in a way.
Nice.
And then we just reached out with Lifebook right away, which was for me very authentic way, not like we were trying to sell anything. We just knew that these are the people who are in the stage of life, that they would embrace Lifebook like their own tool for their personal growth. Yeah.
So did you just call them or how did you tell them?
We set up the call and we just talked about this as a tool, as a solution framework. And since our friend is an IT guy, he immediately caught up like the placeholder idea for all the life plans and dreams. And his wife is like a stay-home mom, but also
actually she's a lawyer. But she decided to be a stay-home mom, which is, you know, very,
which means like she's doing the heavy lifting with the kids and planning the house and everything. Mm-hmm. They just felt like it's completely their story. Yeah, so we are still happily working on it, and just today, this morning, they said we should be together doing some family
life book
coaching or something like that.
Yeah,
where we assist families in a way that's literally their words, where we assist other families and we kind of lead together some weeks of our lives. Mm-hmm. We share, you know, our experiences and
however,
styles and rhythms.
We hesitated a little bit and tried to explain that we are that we are not coaches in any way. We are, that's not our function, that we are really trying just to facilitate and make people like make their own choices and look for their own solutions and all this, what we actually promoted during the Lifebook leadership. Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's a good moment, but maybe your question could be deepened as well regarding the ways of reaching out. It's very organized and she prepared a lot of structure for like reaching out to people we know. And that was fully based on the training process we did with Lifebook.
Which is great.
And that was, which was for me something completely new. And so I basically had to learn everything from this effective marketing to selling itself. And, you know, with selling, you also have to overcome your own financial struggles or some kind of beliefs and so on. So in the end, that's the way it worked, yeah, that we, I think we have a little visitor.
No worries, good.
Yeah, so we had scripts for emails, for even for like short scripts for phone calls and so on, which were very, very helpful. And it didn't feel artificial even talking to our very close friends and using the scripts because because, you know, we didn't want to talk like in a habitual way of like explaining some maybe, you know, our like current topics or subjects and so on. We really wanted to give them like a effective understanding of what Lifebook can bring to them. In the end, we just thought that the best tools for this is actually tools which come from Lifebook itself. So we used the scripts which were suggested in the training, and you know, they also prove that they are somewhat sometimes more, you know, effective than our habitual way of expression and so on. And yeah, so there was definitely a lot of personal selling angles and basing our, you know, like catching the right contact with our friends and so on based on our experience, like in common, like our previous history together. But I would say that the structure of the calls or just the emails, because there were just also like initial emails in for to Sam in the beginning, that they were very, very effective. And I would just say that trusting the process was the whole
holy grail.
Wonderful.
Like the main rule of actually not letting, for example, myself to, you know, maybe go a little bit sideways with my own, you know, pace and so on. I really tried not to fail Kinga, who did so much good job with the structure.
Accountability partners ourselves. So.
That's really like accountability in this way. Mm-hmm. And we had the same thing when we are just starting the first Lightbook course for ourselves. And now we mm-hmm. just did the same form of accountability. Mm-hmm. With doing the leadership training.
I'm not sure if you said that, but it was really about discovering the right people,
How did you do that?
Right for the process, like, mm-hmm. it's a mix of intuition and common history together, and basically, you know, more or less after first conversations about more serious topics like about growth and mm-hmm. Transformation and psychologically and you know, goals wise, you know who's who wants to play it deeper into mm-hmm. their soul, like really dig in and do some searching, or who wants to only go on the mm-hmm. on the surface, and that's fine, like it's not for everyone,
yeah,
but or maybe not at every stage of their life, but once you meet someone who's really interested in that, it's just like a very smooth process.
So how did you go on? So when you find, okay, this person is at the right point in their lives and they are interested to go deeper, mm-hmm. what did you do then? What were your
steps? Followed up. That's the best advice we could give, what Jason was mentioning. Really, sometimes people are just too busy and in their minds, they're racing some other, you know, like obligations and things. So it's really about just giving them gentle reminders, nudges, like, hey, here we are, how about a chat? And then some people were deciding really fast, some were just needed a couple of days to follow up on and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would go back a little bit anyway, because like doing the leadership training, it was also very helpful to define the ideal client, right? That was just the very beginning. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was almost like autotherapy itself. Because when I started to look for those people with whom I have mm-hmm. a relation and so on, and I started to ask all these questions like virtually them and then myself, it took me like a few hours and like one session, and I made a lot of notes. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I did some work with myself, like really. That was very, a very, very special moment for me in the whole training. Mm-hmm. And out of this, we basically had like two ideal situations. Either it was a single man, actually, like one of our mm-hmm. friends with whom we had a lot of individual talks like in the past and so, or the second option was basically the couples which were slightly in the comparable situation like us, so they were mm-hmm. relatively somewhere in life, you know, not necessarily age related that much, but somewhere in life when they were actually doing this switch from the, yeah, you can call it, let's say, conventional social life to maybe a little bit more brave or individual or independent and so on.
Great.
So these two groups like formed out, and then we basically had a lot of examples from our life where we could simply reach out to them, a lot of individuals that we could contact and mm-hmm. Yeah,
so based on your own experiences, what I heard from you now, please correct me if I got it wrong. So you had your own experiences and were reflecting back and found, okay, hey, I can help these people because I've been there and now I can show them.
Yeah, exactly. It was just avatars, right? So we had two strongest avatars that resonated with us. Mm-hmm. One was this single male after 30, like deep into his career, but like really losing touch with his dreams.
Long enough on the market to be a little bit frustrated.
Okay, I see.
Where is this happiness waiting for me? Where is this moment like awakening, you know? Like, is this life really leading me to my childhood dreams or to my passions and so on, and the feeling of fulfillment?
And then in general, we had like probably like three kind of responses. So people who are generally interested, people who are very interested, but they knew that it's not the right timing for them. So they said that basically they would be the first one to sign in now in the autumn, for example. And then the third one was like strong no. Yeah, like we saw that basically there is some very like no and that we should not bother them anymore. And so the
group, also not feel rejected, just like accept and move on to the people that are really striving for it. Yeah.
Focusing on these ones, right? Yes, not putting exactly. energy. Did you have the feeling?
The first group was followed up enough to actually, you know, close the deal and like make them ready for the first session.
Wonderful. Did you have at any point the feeling like, oh, this is really an obstacle, we really need to find a way to deal with? Maybe in the marketing process or maybe in the marketing process or maybe in the facilitation, wherever you feel like, oh, this was really something we had to chew on and find a way.
Like for me, the most difficult was not to. Basically, I had a problem with finances in general. Like I would always serve people for free. Most of the thing I did in my life, like, or really undervaluing my services and so on, which was, you know, very interesting to realize and then try to overcome it with some, you know, energy put on the subject and so on. Yeah. So the same here. Yeah. Like, I think I even sent one email to a friend, like offering him like a very, very like liberal deal, like like basically all
below
the
your
options,
standards. Yeah.
Like all the options like that, maybe he can pay later in installments or something, or we make like a barter or and so on.
But then
I realized that I wrote something really unclear, very inauthentic, very not consistent with the Lightbook marketing tools and so on. And Kinga helped me to, of course, see that in the mirror. And then I was like, whoa.
It was really like a wake-up call. And he realized that. And since then, we overcame this financial struggle. Like, why do we charge for that, you know?
How did you overcome it then? So,
We just talked about it and we realized like, hey, this is like a huge value that we're bringing here.
That was the old way of doing things, which was very like always putting us in the same situation. And now we just want to do it according to better standards, better quality, which we learned and which we actually truly, we are sure that is the right way to act and do. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so that's how we did it. Mm-hmm. And the first, since we started to have the first wins and so on, then that gives you the fuel for the next calls and next, you know, of course the calls and the process is it takes a lot of time and energy, which is another thing to learn about the, you know, the Lightbook leader role and so on.
I want to also relate to one other story where we had a very fast-paced sale with friends that we knew a bit from some holiday. And they basically, we sent first email with what we're doing here and they immediately transferred the money and they said, Kinga and Stachu, we love everything you are doing. We're in.
Wow.
Without even checking at our website. Yeah. And we spent some 2 months together in Portugal.
We know each other very
well.
Were
neighbors. And then we started the course. And this was the first couple that, and the only couple in the end that
dropped out completely. Yeah.
Yeah. And for now, we are still leaving them on the tentative. But in a way, after the first day, they just realized, there are like these meetings weekly. So it's a time commitment we need to make. And maybe we're not ready because we are, you know, they were this young couple making business and traveling the world. So they were like, maybe we don't have enough time for it.
Basically, they agreed and we took them for granted. And there was not enough exchange so we could have a chance to explain them too much. So they were like too easy, you know, like low hanging fruit.
And it was a day before our first session. So we didn't really set up a call. It was in a way also our fault that we didn't elaborate on what there is. We thought they read the description clearly. They went through our sales page, which they probably didn't. But they just wanted to be inside of it.
Many trainings in their life and so on. Yeah, so we knew that that's not going to be something completely new for them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, the process, in the very beginning of the process, did not resonate with them at all, and in the also like timing wise in their life, suddenly everything looked not like contradictionary. So
we will try them at later point, but now we know we have to really
make the agreement with every client very clearly, like very clearly. What's about, even if they agree 100%, then we still need to triple check that they will be ready. They know what they will be doing. What's their what is the obligation on their side and so on.
Great learning point, definitely. I'm curious. So it really sounds like you have a great idea and a great offer there. Is there something where you feel like, okay, we do this part a little bit different or a little bit special so that our offer is even richer than what Lifebook Premium as it's on its own is already?
I mean,
besides traveling to the places.
that was not offered at all. And that was the idea in the end. We had this beautiful idea that would be so great to meet all of the people who participated at least once still this year. So we have the possibility to wrap it up also like out of the Zoom calls and like this form of communication and so on. And we also had like a very physical major obstacle. I had a little accident in the meantime, which delayed the whole process, like the Lifebook course, Lifebook Premium for like 1 week for our clients. I basically broke two bones and I was like, grounded. Which was very, also interesting to go through at this stage. So we basically gave up this idea of visiting everyone. But naturally, when I got more like mobilized and so on, we just moved on for another travel. And now we are meeting some people on the way and some people we're going to meet in other countries and so on. So that sooner or later is going to happen. So.
Definitely
on top and basically like staying in touch with those people is very easy for us because they are like very interesting people themselves who we would love to be in touch anyway.
I would call it capitalizing on our capitalizing in the most golden beautiful form, purely joy of being together. For this past few years with some of them was just like a clear resolution that we're gonna do Lifebook together and we're gonna lead Lifebook lifestyle, and this is more than natural,
And get even deeper in the relationship with them, I guess.
Exactly.
So kind of sold two Lifebooks before the Lifebook leadership even happened. We just offered it to our best friends and two of our best friends couples actually did the Lifebook on their own before, and we saw how they struggle and we understood why it was possible for us to finish and why it was actually difficult for them to finish it individually.
So why was it?
Everything what John says is that so little number of people finished any kind of form of individual remote education or courses or self-growth programs and so on. So these people did not give up on Lifebook, but now they actually know that we are leaders and we are constantly talking with them as well about further steps and so on. And they will definitely also do the mastery with us. We just want to first meet them and check how their life vision looks like now and how their life vision basically, changed since they finished their Lifebook and so on and so on.
So what I heard is that the personal support or being not alone in the program but having someone as a leader or as a couple is already super super helpful to really go through it and to be engaged in this.
This closest friend, they're now literally even willing to pay us even kind of to do the Lifebook once again with us, but it's still, it's not about money. It's more they see the value. And now they also saw that we had this successful facilitation. Then know some of our other friends who participated, some, maybe a few of them. And that's just another signal that this process is authentic and, as soon as anyone meets any new difficult life situation and they can compare it to their life vision or put it in light of the Lifebook itself, then suddenly it it immediately proves that it's a very helpful tool. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that there, that even like PVPS can help solving out a lot of issues, whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. It makes me curious. Did you have a favorite moment during your facilitation? So was there any situation where you said, oh, wow, this is why I am a Lifebook leader?
For me, it was really like I started opening up socially. And it was, for me, a challenge of sharing. Once there was a conversation well exchanged with all the participants, I also was very keen on spreading my ideas and what I have learned on specific subjects, which I would usually, as an introvert, keep to myself. This time I was a leader, so this may be like even the labeling thing that I'm here to really be in this situation and to facilitate, be in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. And it was just like a, you know, daring to share and to say something and to add my ideas in general. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then what, there was one highlight at the very last session where we were talking about quality of life and life vision. And basically it turned out most of the couples and the friends, they also wanted to travel, and we almost, there was like a common resolution that we all will meet one day in some beautiful island or in the southern Europe somewhere for a longer time, where we will live together and the community will, you know, almost like emerge. Yeah.
And for me, like from the obvious thing, it was the testimonials, which I was not ready to get this very, very overwhelming positive energy from. Like reading the testimonials was like, you know, the people that I value and that I don't dare even to compare myself with them, and like which are like, especially in the way that the way they wrote like beautifully about what they got from Lifebook and so on, and that was very rewarding, extremely rewarding. And from more like a little bit egoistic note and so on, it was just seeing those very intellectually, you know, sharp people who I like really value, suddenly, you know, when they ask question and then they get an answer, and then suddenly you see that, you know, they process the answer, and they said it's not like that they continued the battle for like, you know, just checking the ideas or checking who is right, who is wrong or something like that. Suddenly after one simple answer which comes simply from Lifebook, they're like, oh yeah, that might work, let's do it, or let's apply this, or let's whatever. Yeah, like when I saw that for such kind of people, those solutions from Lifebook bring value and that they work was extremely immediately rewarding to my, at least to my ego.
Wow, it really sounds rewarding, both what you shared. Thank you so much. Looking back, so what you experienced through your first round now, is there anything you would do differently?
Well, the first thing we discussed immediately was timing. That we might try to do a morning group instead of the evening group, so to have some kind of individuals who work
early
especially work independently, so they can actually dedicate some time in the morning to eventually do the course. That was the big thing. And the second thing from the very technical perspective was the agreement, right? That we really need to make clear what are the rules and highlight those most important rules and so on. And for example, regarding the supervision of the children, if there are families, that if we can afford the nanny or we have to find someone who's gonna take care of our children in the meantime, then we expect the same from the course participants. So basically that their presence is like 100% and they're engaged and so on. Yeah. So like to really make the agreement very clear and accept to work with people who are then engaged and so on. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And for you? Mm-hmm.
Language would be another factor that we would divide the group and use their native language for those who are not English speakers. That's seems to be a matter for authenticity, openness, and being, you know, being frank and genuine. Yes, that's language, timing, and maybe we are still like trying to match as a couple, being like facilitators. That's for me a very interesting subject where Sahu is speaking, where when I am speaking, what are our, you know, strong sides and what are our weaknesses that we may polish and improve and update, and basically how do we prep? Because for me, I was always very excited. While I wanted to really synchronize with Sahu, he was at the phase where he would be, you know, taking his emotion down and relaxing before the lesson, while I was like in front of the exam, almost like I was trying to catch up on all the category specifications and everything. So, but I'm sure that's, I told Stasiu yesterday, it's like we've almost set up a sculpture, and not now we have to carve in it, you know, like we have it grounded in a place.
So the totem is now standing, but the whole history is not written yet. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, keep on carving it and shaping it and forming, and we'll be fine.
Yeah, definitely. To me, it sounds like you're perfectly balancing each other. And I mean, I also saw your facilitation because I can say that it was really, yeah, having the high energy and also the groundedness, or the calm and safety. Yeah. So that's really, I really enjoyed it. Nice. And one of the last questions I would have, is there any plan? So for the near future, how is your outlook? So when is your next round starting? Do you have anything planned yet already?
We're in the process. I would say give us another week until we have the new group shaped. We still have to manage our time to find common slots and decide which person goes to which group for the mastery, because there is definitely at least half of the group wants to continue as soon as possible. Another half needs a few weeks to complete and close the Lifebook Premium. So that's it. And then we'll be doing Lifebook Premium, which is also planned for October. So we will have two courses, and we look how to implement accountability around it, because for some, we crafted a Google form survey asking our participants whether they would like to continue one-on-one with us, whether they want to be in a group experience because that keeps them motivated and committed, or if they want to do a couple thing because some have families and kids like us and they can relate better to this situation. So we have really those three categories for now, and we will try to assign everyone, and even if it means working one-on-one with someone and spending extra time, it's definitely the way we're gonna do it.
Wow, nice. And for the new group, have you already planned if you're going to reach out to the cold area, or is it still through your friends and family or referrals?
I think both now. Yeah, that it would be, there's, you know, there we already get some references, so we already got some Facebook groups which are like people from different channels which are, might be just interested to do similar thing as their friends did. So yeah, maybe that's not like the coldest area, but
We would like to do it. Like,
it would be amazing to have people who are not our close friends, but who understood the idea, and who know the agreement, and who want to participate, in the process.
And do you have a plan how to reach these people, or is that still
not exactly? Because we've been too busy with what Lifebook had offered to us that we still capitalize on that. But we would like to look into other called unknown.
We know how to make Facebook ads, literally. So I think we would rather target some particular groups on Facebook additionally.
Maybe.
And through, but also searching for like some areas through the references from our current friends who did the live book, or who we now already know what to advertise a little bit better, yeah, because we know what we did. So that's the current status.
We're looking a little bit out there to what the live book community, leader community is doing, like what are the areas we're trying to support two other Polish leaders in translating to Polish, which will take some time too, but it will open up new channels again. Yeah. So, you know, slowly, gradually, we're looking to expand.
But I really hope that the next summer we'll be ready to make like the first like live event. So simply like to make a live facilitation course for like a week or something like this. And
Wow.
That would be ideal. So
sounds amazing.
Do you have any hints for us?
I think let us know. Unfortunately, that's going to happen.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah.
That's a trust in that. Definitely. Wow. And any last things you would like to share with the leaders community? Anything you feel like this is worth sharing or that others should know about this too?
I would say trust the process. Yeah. And even if I had any delay with the process, or if I had any delay with the training, then getting back to this and going thoroughly through the material, it's like a free auto analyze and, you know, like a coaching process. If you just answer those issues honestly and authentically, so yeah, that was for me really
trust the process. Big I would just add trust yourself and remove the no word from your language, from your vocabulary. Everything is possible, really. We realized that with that round, that's only positive thinking and really looking for opportunities and moving on softly over the little bumps and taking the lesson, but moving on. That's how it works. And it's a beautiful process. It's very enriching.
No, like really no excuses. Yeah. Like excuses are such a bad idea. I broke two legs. I broke two legs in the middle of the process. Yeah,
and, oh no.
And I even regret that we started the first, the next facilitation session so early, because I didn't know that it's so difficult to sit for 1 hour or 1.5 hours. But now at least I know, right? So like excuses are not a good idea. Yeah,
that's definitely a strong example for this sentence, definitely. So I hope you recover quite well. Great.
Going very well.
Yeah, good, wonderful. Is it okay for you if other leaders would reach out to you with some specific questions?
For sure, we can team up, we can do something. We're in Portugal and Canary Islands this winter, so we're happy to meet anyone.
Amazing. Cool. Yeah, thank you.
Live bookers there as well before, yes. So that's always a very good idea to reach out to the local people who are already in the live book gang.
Yeah, definitely. It sounds like you're drawing some connections all over Europe, and that's definitely wonderful. Thank you both so much. I really enjoyed listening to what you have to say.
Thank you.
Thank you.